sort of, I was waffling, you know, and then all of a sudden, it occurred to me what I was going to say. Regarding Dennis, we're helming in his new call sign, that's fine, yeah. Well, me and Martin, well, the thing is, if you, you speak to him next time, obviously apart from my regards, what happened to GB3KB, yeah? Dennis, he was actually with me today. We were doing tests for the bit of repeater on the church in Biggin Hills. And Suffo was this other person, Derek G8POK, who I got the email from, or the chap I found and emailed. And we was up the church in Biggin Hill, up and into the main road. And we was up there with this aerial, and we had the feeder running out down outside the church tower from what I can remember. And it was really weird. And I was up there with Dennis and this other chap and the three of us were there. And all of a sudden, it was a warm day, and all of a sudden all the birds stopped singing. It was really eerie. And all of a sudden the rain started, and Dennis said, "It's going to be a storm, better get down here quick." This church tower was quite a tall one, and it had this vertical ladder which went up past all the bells. They were in the lower part of the tower, and you then sort of climbed up this vertical ladder. You know, it must have been God knows, 50 feet high or so, I should think. You know, and then there was like a trap door at the top, and that was the top of the tower. And I tell you, you never seen me, Dennis, and this other chap on the Derek come down these stairs. So it was almost like sliding down this ladder. And as soon as we got the trap door and closed, Martin, vroom, vroom, you know, on the thunder started. It was horrendous, and it peed down. It really was torrential rain, lightning, thunder. As it happened, the actual church tower wasn't struck at all, but you know, it's not the place to sort of be in any case. But as I say, if you speak to Dennis, apart from regards, and ask him about the church tower in Biggin Hill, HI, you know, I'm sure he recalls it. Yeah, in fact, the repeater, it was on the air for a short time, but according to the chap I got the email from, they had sort of problems with you know, channel interference and so on, you know, various problems, and eventually it was switched off. The actual thing is itself, you know, the bit that I worked on, heavens knows, it's according to the person who I spoke, or I got the email from, he said there was some other repeater group interested to put it in some other site, and this was about, well, we're talking here, what, 11 years ago or so, yeah? So. And he said it never reappeared. He said, as far as I'm concerned, they pinched it, you know, and this particular city, the chap's a cop.
Unbelievable, yeah.
G4FKK, almost used the old call time. G4FKK, EAA / G4STA, over.